his wagons and mules. Mm-hmm. And then when he went, it was a day and a half going and back.
Mm. Goodness.
With mules and wagons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads was bad, you know. We didn't have no roads.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you went, you made it count.
Mm-hmm.
You got everything you was going to get for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a fella buying a casket before he died?
No, I didn't.
Well, my grandfather, great-grandfather's casket was bought for him before he died.
Is that right?
Yes, because the road was so bad, and that was way back yonder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And weather was so bad and froze and everything else. And,
mm-hmm.
and you heard that little place they called Duck Hill, ain't you?
Called what?
Duck Hill.
No, ma'am.
Right down below Winona. Well, his son just said, well, we're going to Duck Hill today while we can get there, and we just wish to bring a coffin back while we're over there, because maybe when he dies, well, the weather be so bad we can't get one, and he just sent and got it. Did you ever hear anything like that?
What did they do with it?
They put it in the living room, what they call the parlor, till till he died.
Well,
and now my mother said she saw it there.
Did they stand it up a car or something?
Yeah, just set it in the living room till he died. And my mother said, I seen it there. Said my mother, it was her daddy, my grandmother's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Said she heard that he had done bought his casket, and said she was so mad till she didn't know what to do. And she went up there and says, I went with her. And says, I was a child, and I went with her. And says, she went in and says, his name was Bill, her brother was. She said, Bill, I understand you bought Paul's casket. He says, yes, I bought it because the roads are so bad and the weather's so bad and didn't know what time I'd need one. And while I was over, I'd just get it. And said, man, she called him everything could be thought of. And says, he said, well, now it's in yonder parlor if you want to see it. She said, I'll have a look at it. But said, I went in and looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I can remember just as well as anything.
I never heard of anybody doing that before.
She said he honestly done that. And I've heard Dave laugh about it too. He remembered his daddy telling the same thing too, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's something.
Now that's something. And he died, and he sent him on to the graveyard early that morning. So while the niggers had time to take him up there and put him niggers back to work. And he set up at the church half a day before anybody went there by himself, you know, his body. And in about 2 weeks he died himself. And you know, the Lord showed him something, didn't he? I think he did. That's what I'd call it. That's what I think. I said, well, he deserved to die.
Did anything around here ever come in a keg?
Keg. Nails all come in kegs.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ever see those around much anymore?
I don't see them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They may still do, but I don't see them. I don't buy nails no more.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go to buying some, but I ain't. Them things are high.
Like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And kegs and nails, all I know of.
If you were going to go outside and, you know, hang up your wet clothes on the line, what would you carry them out there in?
A clothes basket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What was that made out of years ago?
Well, I expect we carried them out in dish pans then.
Dish.
I have an idea with this.
Right.
I don't make them have clothes baskets then. We got clothes baskets now,
mm-hmm.
but I have an idea we carried them out in dish pans.
Mm-hmm. I see, yeah. You get on a barrel,